Now, if you ever got rejected in your life, somebody, they wanted you, suddenly they don't want you, suddenly this one, suddenly the other way, it's not the person. It's Bechlal not the person. Leave him alone. It's the Eibishter. He wants to see, can you handle that or not? The Eibishter, only Hashem, leave them alone. They don't know if they're coming or going. People know that. They don't count. They're puppets in Hashem's hands. They don't count. Don't ever feel rejected by a human being. Who cares what he thinks anyway? I'll take the Meshuggah. You care? All is in a take the Meshuggah. There's no Ein Eibishter. Mordechai was guns fine rejected. They didn't like him. Even the end of the whole Megillah story. That's to tell you that you think you're going to live happily ever after. Ratzu l'roi v'achov. See that? You still didn't make it. Right? And guess who didn't like him? Sanhedrin. These are not kids, no? So you're gonna be the Gatzel Chocham that the whole world has to love you? You're going to be that Kanaka? Who needs it? Who wants it? Don't bother me. I'm the big Kanaka. Who wants to be it? You could be the Kanaka. Haman! Oh! Haman and Mizdach. He has to be. You ever see a briefcase? You see a briefcase over there? Anybody? It's okay, it's okay. Got it? Not that one. Not that. There's another one. No one sees it. No, it's okay. Anyway, Haman has to be Machal Zaysen, you get depressed. One guy doesn't like me. Nabuch. So terrible. Let me dry your tears for you, please. Oh, it's so painful. What's painful? He doesn't like me. Oh, let him not like me. Mordechai does not seem to mind any of that stuff. Bechlal not. He's not interested. You know? He's been at Reish Sanhedrin, which means Sine Hadras Panim Bedin. He hates the good guy that you have to hunt for him and get on his good side. He hates that. Sine. You know what that means? He hates it. You know, Loisa Gurum the Yish? That's a mitzvah for Sanhedrin. He's a Reish Sanhedrin. That's his line. I can't stand that stuff. You're not going to fool me. You're not going to scare me. Oh, you don't like me. You don't like me. That's why he's able to get up in the middle of the street. But Yitzhak Tzalka G'day Lamar. He's screaming in the streets. What are you, a Nevadiga? What's going on here? Mordechai's a Nevadiga. By the way, that's where Nevada got the whole Shita from. Thanks to Mordechai. And Bilbush Sak? What? In the king's palace with a sock? Mordechai, what are you doing? Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Ki ain love like Bilbush Sak. He went there because you're not supposed to. That's exactly why. Because, with the king? The king who burned his wife alive, you know, at the end of king. Afafach, Achashverosh, no one can figure him out. And they, you know why? He gave everyone a headache. Ach, veidosh. You know what ach means? Oivei. Veidosh means, oh, I have a headache. Oh, what's new? Didn't you say yesterday red lights means go and green lights means stop? And now, in the middle of the day, you stop. So all the, there's traffic jams all over Persia, thanks to this Tzedret, the king. He was driving everyone crazy. That's what he was all about. A nutcase. You know, and what does Mordechai do when he sees the nutcases in power? Man, that's why you became a queen, Esther, to marry the nutcase and save Yisrael. I mean, Mordechai doesn't see Achashverosh, he sees the Eibishter. Your Eibishter's puppet. What you say, what you think, and what your opinion is, it doesn't mean a thing. Haman's opinion. He's the spawn from Haman. Haman. Haman, he has Haman Papak, he had a jambo. A jambo means a metal piece on your feet. The shins, I think they're called. The bottom part of the feet, right? I don't know, whatever it's called. He had that. You know what's written on top of it? I, Haman, sold myself as a slave to Mordechai. Everything I own belongs to Mordechai. And Mordechai, every time he met Haman, he picked up the jambo. Oh, Haman, remember that? Mordechai, you don't chop this man's a Mishal HaMelech. You know, you're starting up with Achashverosh's right-hand man. You know what's going on? Mordechai. Oh, that's so interesting. What do I care? That's Mordechai. Now you know. Don't forget, before we start Chodesh Nisan, take your pick. You want to be a Haman or a Mordechai? Take your pick. Haman means human. Human nature. That's we're all like Haman. Oh, he doesn't like me. I can't stand it. And he goes to Oy Habav. It says three times Oy Habav. Then Another time said Chachamah with Zeresh. Zeresh was a very, very chashuva shiksa. She was the number one shiksa in the world. She knew, they say she was smarter than all of them. He had 365 chachamim. Imagine how smart they were. And they told him, and she was smarter than all of them. He got himself Aisha, Aza Kenegdai. Haman got himself an Aza. He got himself a Zeresh. Was she special? He was so, his Zeresh. Every year over the room. Everything he does. What does Zeresh say? But this Zeresh. And he had friends and Zeresh. And he needed the whole world to love him, as we can see. You want to be a Haman? You want to be a Haman? I know a guy who doesn't talk to his wife about nothing. I'm not telling you to do that. He has a problem. He goes to Adam Gadol, and he discusses it with him. He learned Tysfus. My wife never learned the Tysfus. Okay, there's a lot of nice ladies out there. Chas v'shalom. Maybe your wife you should consult. I don't know. But when you have Peklach, leave your wife out of it. Don't tell her you're Peklach. Do me a favor. What do you want from her? The one meshugan in the house is enough. You don't need two. Anyway, so you take your pick. You want to be a Haman, a sensitive. I'm sensitive. Haman was sensitive. But I'm sensitive. You can't do that to me. I'm a sensitive guy, right? Let's officially, right now, we just finished the Megillah Lining. No more being sensitive. I'm not sensitive. Let Paskin. I'm not that way. I mean it. I don't mean it. Just say it all day long and watch it come true. I'm not sensitive. Yeah, you don't like me. My wife yelled at me. Oh, that's so nice. I love sweet music. By the way, my wife, the more you scream, the more I like it. I got an Aza Kenegda. Now I can become a mensch. Without a nasty wife yelling all day, what's going to come for you? Well, ladies, please, this is not beauty. This is strictly for men. Well, ladies have other things. Yeah, but I want to tell you something. My Rebbe, Rebbe Oizer, before Pesach, you know what he was doing? He was going around like a schmat. His wife bossed him around. Tzadik is Gemurah's wife. Don't ask. You know what he was doing? Rebbe Oizer? He's looking to be a schmata. I want to be a schmata. Yes. What am I, a schmata? Yes, yes, yes. I love being a schmata. You know how much better your life is going to be when you decide? I like that stuff. Bur hamizgalgal, baragli adam, baragli behema. How's that? Baragli behema is your wife? No, I'm sorry. Baragli is your wife. Baragli behema is someone else. I'm joking. You're bur hamizgalgal. I'm flying all over the place. And I love being pushed around. I love that. Now you're ready. But now, or else you read the Megillah like a balabos. Balabas, he knows, oh, kept halachas, I'm very nice. Oh, yeah. And you got in a beautiful Megillah. Oh, that's so nice. You ate good hamantash, you did favors for everybody. You're not getting the message. You got to be a Marzchai or a Haman. Amo for Alamal. Stop being a Haman. Haman means human nature. Haman, human. That's what it means. This is a human being. Chol's is in a shovely. If one guy don't like me, you get all upset. But my wife, how could a wife do that? Or a husband, or a wife, or a shviga? This is a shviga. That's the way you treat me. Yeah, that's the way you treat. Yes, yes, I love that. Come join the Vading and live a happy life. And stop being sensitive like Haman. Be not sensitive like Mordechai, who couldn't care less. Oh, Sanhedrin? Oh, they got a good reason. Halsish by Launin. Sanhedrin were litvish chevra, you know. He'll start up with them. Sanhedrin and Mordechai had to deal with them, you know. Mixed shepar, Rashi says, because they're not learning. They didn't stop this, you know, Persian menel, halsish by Lenin. They got a good reason. How does Mordechai deal with that? No, let's the takanish, bistach gavon. Well, asking that. He's out of learning. How should it by Lenin? I got to ask him back. Became a Navadiga. He came a Lubavitcher. What's he going to do? And he doesn't seem to care. The very next pasuk, it says how he served everybody. He doesn't seem to care if they all don't like, oh, you don't like me. That's going to make a difference? I don't want to work with that guy. Why? He doesn't appreciate me. You ever hear that? You don't appreciate me? I'm not doing anything. Mordechai don't appreciate me. I work for the Eibishter. I need you. You have scum for every move I make. I need my wife to be the Azer, who's really nice to me. This is not good for ladies. Oh, no. Ladies, please shut me off. It's not big of you. I want to speak just the opposite. You need a husband that's so nice and so supportive. Who needs him? I know one 71-year-old woman who worked on herself all her life, and she loves her husband spitting at her in the face. I promise you it's true. I don't know, literally spitting, but she has stories. I don't know. I never believed that a lady could do that also. A lady could pop a husband also. So you don't have to be the best. You know, you can be married to one of those nasty guys and you'll be fine. Oh, he's nasty. I don't care. Is I nasty? And a man, that's for sure. What's wrong with a nasty wife? She's probably not so bad. You probably make it worse because he's so sensitive. Like, come on. Your wife's not allowed to, you know, do anything wrong. So she yells. Who cares? Kach b'nai salaf chadayvrais, they said in the Haim. I say that, man. That's how the ladies talk. They scream. Oh, so scream. Why not? Anyway, before Pesach, some people, the matzah's got to look beautiful. Some people, for Pesach, and the ladies, oh, the house better look sparkling. Who? Where are you up to? Pesach. Oh, no. They're all ready to get nervous breakdowns. All the ladies, Erev Pesach, the Erlicha ones, the good, I'm talking about the good ones, they're all having nervous breakdowns. What? How am I going to clean for Pesach? What's he gonna, oh, no, don't do that now. Now you see the temper's flaring. She held her. She's normally a controlled woman, but not from Purim to Pesach. Purim to Pesach is a different story. Now, now I'm going to be mean. Please don't mind. She feels out of place if she's not nervous. Did you hear that? If she's not screaming at everybody 4 weeks before Pesach, something's wrong. Are you okay, lady? Do you have the right mahalach? Well, how come you're not screaming and yelling at everybody because the house isn't 100%, right? I'm joking. Please be Michael me. Anyway, I'm just joking around. Yeah. I want to tell you what Pesach is supposed to be. Pesach is supposed to be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Don't forget, Rav Chaim Kanevsky is avek. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is da. Now, my chavrusa had a beautiful vod. Now you have to go to the Eibishter. Rav Chaim isn't here. Now you got one address. And go. And watch what happens. And say, Bepeh Moli, Eibishter, Rav Chaim's not here. Now I really need you. And please give me mileage. And straighten me out. And watch the Eibishter help you. He's going to love that. And Rav Chaim will be quelling in Gan Eden when you do that. You want to do a schus for Rav Chaim? And Yanabel, we owe him so much, our beloved Reb Chaim. I got a phone call here from Shabbos. It was a few minutes before Shabbos, a couple of Bachum Yerushalayim, they're crying over the phone. We can't go into Shabbos, Reb Chaim isn't here. So, the whole world's broken to pieces. Reb Chaim is in his door. A kleinekite. Ah! And how happy we should be that we had Reb Chaim for so many years. How everyone loved him. Reb Chaim? How much time did he give the public? An hour? The ladies he gave, zero. Not one. Am I right or wrong? Kamadi, there's no such bria. The telephone he gave, zero. He's kaifa in Teva. He don't believe in Teva. Well, he was born and bred in Novartek. You know, Pinsk was one of the big Novartek branches. His father had a shtela in Novartek. He was a total Novartek. The stipler. And he was born in Nevada. He's a picture. And the Nevada get picture all together with the Rosh Yeshiva. They love the stipler and his little bubala. Reb Chaim sitting on his lap. Beautiful picture. You ever see it? And back in Nevada. Then they got him. The Chazanish got a hold of him. They kidnapped him from Nevada. And they took him away to Chazanish. But he remained in Nevada. But the Chazanish had a big influence on everybody, by the way. Which tells you you don't need cheetahs. He had a big influence on Rabbi Isaac Sher too. The son of all the Altam Slobodka. He started Slobodka. Guess who he ran to Vaitis? The Chazanish, who didn't have a yeshiva like everyone else with a cheetah. He had none of that. And look what happened. He did all right, the Chazanish. No, I hold he did fine, though. Even though he wasn't, he had no step block. You know? It's plenty good. But I punk do like Shtemplach. That's a different schmooze. But everybody's different. Anyway, so what a schuss we had, Reb Chaim. And what could we only do to connect whoever cries, whoever has tzar, over Reb Chaim, Moicheloi al kol avoinosov. What an opportunity to lose all your sins. If you're crying over Reb Chaim, even if you don't cry, you have tzar, you're going to get lose all your sins. What a golden opportunity. And then Reb Chaim's up there in Shemayim, and he's doing for all of us, and Reb Yeruchim Olshin, Zolzang Zittenstark from Lakewood, I was told, he said, now everybody should know you could chaparayim. Now's the time, he's rotten. The next Reb Chaim is sitting right next to me. The future Rashgab, I mean you. Oh, you, I mean you. No, I really mean you. I mean, every person has to feel, hey, Mr. Reb Chaim isn't here, but at least I'm here. How about that? Listen to this. I heard that when he was Nifta, what's his name? Chafetz Chaim was Nifta. They didn't want to tell Reb Yeruchim. That's how Reb Yeruchim Lubavitz. They didn't want to tell him. So he figured it out. He saw the way they were talking. So he went alone in the room. He came out. He says, Reb Chaim's not here. Chafetz Chaim's not here. But the Eibishter is here. Now listen to this one. Somebody was crying. And the Chazanish was Nifta. Yengaman, Abacha, in Panavis, he was going with sugar. He couldn't learn. So you know what Rav Shach told him? Rav Shach told him, look, it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. So Chazanish isn't here. The dead lion, but you're here. So a live dog is plenty good. So at least Kelev Chai is tight. Kelev Chai, may I eat mace, no? So I just want to say one thing. Rav Shach will be around now. I don't know if he'd stick with that Girsha. You don't call people these days a dog. Maybe those days. These days, you're big enough to, you hold yourself a dog yet. Do you hold that you exist? I mean, you're not up to that. And nowadays, you gotta say, but Baruch Hashem, but a live lion is even better than anything. That's me. That's what you gotta say. The Yishal is what kind of lion? There's different madrigas of lion. Rav Shlomo Zavilla used to call everybody a tzaddik. So somebody said, okay, he asked the Shatran Rebbe to share between his kid and Reb Shlomo Zavilla's villa. And Reb Shlomo Zavilla wasn't really interested. And he said, you're calling everyone a tzaddik. You always call me a tzaddik. And he says, listen, Reb Shlomo Zavilla said like this, listen to me. I'll take a tzaddik the way I'm a tzaddik. And you'll marry into a tzaddik like you're a tzaddik. He's trying to get the kind of tzaddik that he's like. So, we're all lions, but there's different types of lions. But don't kill yourself a dog, please. That you're not allowed to do that. Anyway. Unless it helps you. Some people, it's good. Anyway, where are we up to? Where are we up to when I got sidetracked for a change? Remember where we started? It's good. Anyway, so... Huh? Yeah. What a schuss it is that everyone was so connected with Reb Chaim. Huh? What a schuss that is. Reb Chaim is doing things and what you can have now, it's all up to you. If you decide, I'm connected with Reb Chaim, you're going to be connected. You know that? You can connect. Look, the whole Shiva. Hey, Mishta, I want to be with Reb Chaim. They say the ultimate kelm, Reb Yeruchim Lavavitz, the whole Reb Yeruchim came from what? By the Levaya of the Altman Kelmi. Did he know him? He barely knew him. Did he know him at all? Come up, Shvacha Mises. That B'shas the Petita, the whole Reb Yeruchim Lavavitz, the Petita of the Altman Kelmi, that did the job. What Elisha, when Eliyahu Navi disappeared, Elisha got double. You know why he got double the Mifesim? Because he said, this dirt needs more Mifesim. So, when you tell the Eibishter, Reb Chaim isn't here, but now I'm the one. So tell Eibishter, and I would like double the Mifesim. Because just like Elisha, the dirt needs more. No, anyway. But I will tell you a true story. I know a younger man who was doing terrible. He really was not matzliach, not learning, nothing. He was a mess. He was one of the official Nebuchs that you don't, he real like Nebuch l'chol ha'deis l'chol ha'mafarshim. He wasn't capable, for all his eyes, ruchnis, gashmis. He was, you know, there's the Nebuchs all over. Well, when his Rebbe was Nifta, he did the following. He had to go, the Kvura was in Eretz Yisrael. Got on the plane. And he spent the whole time, I don't think he ate, if he ate, passed it officially, but he wasn't eating. And he spent all those hours on the plane talking to Rabbeinu Shammai. And telling them, right after they buried his Rebbe, somebody walks over to him, and his whole life turned around. That's not a joke, that stuff. Now you do it. Everybody tell yourself, I'm the man. I'm special. Now, yeah, let's get back to Pesach. We're on the way to Pesach. Okay. Now, first of all, before you come into Pesach, remember, don't be a Haman. Don't be a Haman. Be a Mordechai. Right now in the Vardig, you know what they do in the Vardig now? You take a trip to a winter resort. Beautiful place, costs a fortune of money. I was there once in Alsace. And they go to the Alps. They go all over these far-off places, and they have a ball. And they have a great time. They know how to have fun. You know, I say, Zeh Keli Van Behu. It's up to you. Make it beautiful. Make Yiddishkeit beautiful. Make a geshmak is daven for it. Barevna, do that all the time. Anyway, they have a ball. Food is not an issue in the body. They bring a lot of extra, the best stuff they have. The Bacham Dilemmas, they throw them crackers all day, and they want some more of this. They're very big into that. They have a good time. Then they take everyone apart. They put them on the dreidel. You know what they do to matzahs? Right? They say, we're going to do that to you. Human matzahs. We make it. Take one by one. And they take them apart. And the Rosh Chabad sits there, and the whole people, around 5 to 10 people, his friends are sitting there, and he says, okay, what do you really think of them? Okay. And they take a pen. Everybody starts writing down what they really think of that guy with all the criticism and all. Don't leave out any details. Well, he thinks he owns the world, but I know the truth. You know, write whatever you want. Mach lebedik. And they all put their papers. Rosh Chabad puts them in a hat or whatever he puts them, and he takes out one by one. And then he says, okay, this is what they all think of me. He's sitting there shaking. But they do it as a covet. It's considered a status to go be mafki yourself. You're covered in, okay, I'm out. I'm exposed to the Olam. What do you have to say about me? And of course, the Rosh Chabad got to sugarcoat everything. Oh, no, they didn't mean that. No, I'm sorry. That can't be true. No, but, this guy also says that you're a big battler. No, it's after you're not a battler. No, chas v'shalom. Next. They give the guy a prescription. And they tell him, this is what you have to do. And the reason why it doesn't kill people over there, because they have a prescription, which they're going to follow. So when you go to the doctor, don't criticize me and tell me I'm sick. Don't criticize me. It's not nice. And nowadays, you don't criticize people, right? You don't say that to a doctor, right? I would say it, except I keep away from them. I would say, because if you tell a guy he's healthy, help stay healthy. Ravei was a Talmud of the Ramchal. He was a doctor. He said that the main tachas of a doctor is to prove the patient that he's healthy. You know that? Don't brainwash him, he's healthy. He'll taka become healthy. You know that when a doctor brainwashes you sick, he can kill you with that. You want to hear statistics? Anyway, so get a positive doctor. But here, so anyway, that's not so punchy. But Lamaisa did, that's what they did. And they gave you a prescription what to do about it. Half a year later, you're a new person. Because you learned more Musa or more Torah or more Chesed, more this, more chilled. You need more cake. You don't eat enough. You look like you're too this. You look like put the guy, they knew how to put him back in one piece. It was murdered. And they shashtagged it. This went on twice a year. The 4 weeks between Purim and Pesach, that's Tshuva Me'ava. They say that's even better than Elul. And then they said Alvin Kelm Shmuzin was special this time of the year, more than any. And Mizmana Kadmainim, this time of the year is Kedish Kedosh. It's not just B'dikas Chametz, the physical Chametz, the main Chametz, the Kinna, the Taiva, the Kovet, the Kast, the Gaiva, the Atzvas. Let's get rid of it. and find out what you got to work on and get moving. Today, the main thing is to start holding from yourself. You got to get rid of the chametz that tells you all day I'm nobody. You ready for this? I just spoke to somebody at Tzadik Yisrei Delam. The guy was in the rocks. He was zero minus. I'll talk about him another time. But I'm going to tell you what straightened him out. He holds from himself. Everything turned around. Because he went to the... He turned himself around completely because he spent a lot of time in Kaifas. I'm Givaldig. I know a guy changed his wife around because all the wife wasn't worth a penny. She was never doing things that it's unmentionable things that pastors to talk about. His Rebbetzin, his whatever you want to call her. And he started writing all day nice things about her, how she's so good. And so there's all the lies. He lied through his teeth. He did it 20 minutes a day. A month went by and suddenly his wife didn't even know. Suddenly he's got a new lady. You hear this? You think it's a joke? You know what you can do with a person? Remote control. You know how many people I've done this with? You know, magic. What this could do to people, I know somebody did it to his son. He spent an hour a day. His son was smartphones, bad friends, chutzpah, to his mother. I'll get the zachen. They had him one shtick. He was having aggravation till he called Mandel. Mandel said, prescription. And he started first 15 minutes, an hour a day. This man was serious. He wrote how happy he is with his peckle. Baruch Hashem, she's crazy. My son's terrible. Baruch Hashem, I'm nervous. Baruch Hashem, the whole bad stuff. 15 minutes. Then he started writing good stuff about the kid. You know what the kid's today? The biggest Baal Derech Eretz. He took a smartphone one day, smashed it. He ran away from the bad friends. Everything turned around. The father doesn't tell the kid a word. Remote control. Have I and Tov on a person and have a Tachin. Two most powerful things in the world. I watch him change. Isn't that beautiful? Anyway, so what are you supposed to do every Pesach? Turn yourself into a matzah. I got two reasons why I know, but Edelkeit, Varmkeit, look at the Shepsala, or a little goat, a Bubala. That means he's not so smart, not such a big shot. He's a year old. A carbon Pesach is a booby. And so cozy, right? A Shepsala, Zizkeit, warmth. Edelkeit. You gotta be a carbon Pesach. You gotta be a flat matzah, anova. Everyone says chetlach. Yeah, matzah's anova, chametz is blown up gaiva. How many people work on becoming like that? How many people, you know anybody? They know chetlach tol shamayim. They know how to learn. They finish psachim. They have chedushim. And believe me, I go for that. That's one of my big yetzaharas. I honestly love that stuff. But sometimes it's mamashi yetzar. When will you become a shtick matzah? My Rebbe? I can't wait till somebody pushes me around until I'm mamish like, what do they call him? One of these, like a bar hamizgalgal baragli odom of ragli behema. That's what I would like to become. A bar hamizgalgal baragli odom, ragli. You ever hear that? Some people say my wife is the behema. No, I'm sorry. My wife is the Odom. It doesn't matter. As long as they're pushing me around and taking advantage of me and forcing me to do things I don't want to do. I told my son today, 9-year-old kids, you go home and you do what you don't want to do. Now you're angry at your mother because she bosses you around. Tomorrow it's going to be your wife. You wait. The meter doesn't leave. The meter is your problem. It's always you. And you love, look, I can't wait for Pesach. I don't like this. What's the matter? I don't like it. This is the worst. Shtet my gatsi yamtu. My wife didn't yell at me once. She didn't boss me around. How am I going to become a shtik matzah? How am I become an onav if I don't have someone taking advantage of me? You want to be an esav? You take that from him, a haman, right? You take that from him. You want to be a haman? Look up at Pesach. You want to be a haman, an esav. You want to be a parai? Right? Or you want to be a Mordechai. You want to be Moshe Rabbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because he was Adam Mikol Adam. All right, it's time to be an Anav. Hear that? About time to be an Anav. Let them push you around. They said the Anav of the Chofetz Chaim. You know what his wife told him? He built a sukkah. He spent hours, finally finished the sukkah. As soon as he finished the sukkah, his wife pops the head out of the window. And she, oh, Yisrael Meir, ich hab nicht gewollt da, the sukkah wird gewinnen, ich sag besser da. You know, Chofetz Chaim quietly undid the whole sukkah, went all the way to the other, built a new sukkah from scratch, as if nothing happened. Then after he finished the second one, his wife sticks her head out again. Oh, you know, the more I think about it, I think I like the other place, which was much better. Chofetz Chaim takes it apart, puts it the other place. That's a Pesach. Can you do that? You do that! You go with sugar. You know, Reb Zundel Mizalan said, Koli Kuvala Teva, that's the best sukkah you ever had in your life. Better than all the hidurim. You gotta make this hidurim, that hidurim, this hidurim, that hidurim. The biggest hidur is, learn salvage. It's min ha-shamayim. It's not your wife. The Abish is testing you to make you a Moshe Rabbeinu. An honor of a sablon. It's delicious. Abisalan Nova. And when you do explode, which is gonna happen, I'm still an Anav. It's just temporary insanity. Even though you did it 10 times in the last 2 hours. That's not the real me. I'm a great guy. Never put yourself down. That's number one. Never do that. That's a real Yom Tov. And you know what she did? Rebbetzin Schwartz told me this about her husband, Eric Pesach. You know what he did? He spent hours learning Anova. Learning Shara Kedia Chavis Avavis. That's a Pesach. He had the Mahuda Dika Matzahs. He liked them. But that the Matzahs didn't dominate the whole Pesach. And then he's nervous, yelling at the kids, because he has these. He needs the real Mahuda Dika Matzahs. But he ain't Mahuda Dik. He's screaming his head off. Right? Or he's depressed. Or he's nervous. Or he's impatient. And his wife? No. It's Pesach. It's, you know what I'm saying with? You know what I'm saying with Reb Chaim Brisker? A lady came in Erev Pesach. And she came to Reb Chaim. She's going out of her mind. She comes to his doorstep. Kim Taran! He said, Reb Chaim, I cleaned up my whole house with Pesach. And this Shagetz comes in. And he, you know, he drinks a lot of vodka. And he comes in and he makes a belch. He's standing at my door and a belch. And Melavos, what's made? But Melavos, you know, the belch is around the ganze hose. The belch is all over the place. Oh, Reb Chaim said, that's a good shayla. Let me check this out. He spends a half an hour, Reb Chaim. Now you know where Reb Chaim was. Let me see. Took out all the big gemaras, the big ones, the giant oversized ones. Wait, and she's looking. Her eyes are rolling. She's so proud. She said, gefreik teruva shaylans. Get gefreik. By the way, my Hungarian Yiddish does not fit into the story. The robot genomena. Anyway, on that Azoyim Machshig Vein Mein Shaila. Ah, and he spent a half hour and finally finished. He looked like he was harving and learning, sweating. Yitak, and there's another thing piled up all over. Finally, called one. She's waiting for him, and he says, "Ich thanks is okay." Mutalach. Adan. Reb Chaim, that's the story. Reb Chaim Brisker. See the midos. You don't have to be a Baal Musa to have midos. Reb Chaim knew how to have midos. Briscoe's also into being a mensch. You know, everybody is. Who isn't? Everybody is. All those holy Jews are all great people. Anyway, so, but the ladies, they're going out of their minds. Spring cleaning, you know, the ladies start counting from Hanukkah. How many days to Pesach? How many days after Purim? They're half the ladies. The good ones are all having nervous breakdowns one by one. The therapist's couches are loaded with the ladies. It's Pesach. Now, Rav Shambi didn't like that. Rav Shambi used to say, ladies, cut it out! What are you doing with the holy Pesach? You're so nervous with your spring cleanings. So it's not so clean. Go to Mandel. Mandel said, bless this mess. I told you what happened to me once. 2 years ago on Purim, a lady comes over in the middle of my Suda. Rabbi Mandel, you saved my life. What did I do? When you said, you're allowed to be sloppy, the shkefalach, You say, you think it's a joke? You know, ladies go to the house. Oh, the house. What's Zaidi going to say? What Bobby? By the way, I'm a Zaidi. I'm Michael, all the Enochlos. I don't care. They're all worried. Make a good impression. Oh, no. Yankee, wait till Zaidi finds out. Bobby and Zaidi and Jim, they're putting up a show and everybody, oh, the kettle is full of wine now. What happened there? And by Novartic, that was the main part of the Seder. How are you going to respond to the to all the stuff that you don't like? That's what Yom Tov's all about. That's where everybody's had the happiest Yom Tov in the world. His wife told me he was more anivistic than all year round because he had to be a matzah. And the other Yidurim Nishkefala, that's a real Pesach. Now listen to me, Rabbi Isai. I said this on Shabbos for my chevra. Now I want to, P.S. Don't worry about it. If you want to learn Musa for 3 hours, Rebbeza, 2-3 hours Musa, on Anova, covered Pesach, to be a matzah. Don't, just be what you are. Don't listen to Mandel. If you learn Musa, you didn't learn Musa. See, you exploded. So explode. You're human. What's Vulsta? So your lady, the lady's too much. So I'm too much. I'm a nervous wreck. So nothing wrong with being a nervous wreck ever, Pesach. You get schap for it. The Poliya, it says. That all these ladies with their crazy, crazy hidurim will get Elam Haba for them. As nutty as they are, they're going to make up new chumras that no one ever heard of. And they'll leave it to the ladies. Oh, they know how to make. They're going to have new ideas. By the way, this is good for the men. I'm happy there's men here. Because men should hear that. If your wife goes a little cuckoo, that's Avodah Sazman. Your Avodah is to accept a little. And she's going to get schar, but I still want to warn the ladies, Rav Sheinberg, you know, if you want to calm down, you have to, it shall be a listener. Don't worry. Anyway, where am I up to? When am I going to bother me for the other stuff? I still have time to go. Okay, now listen to this. I'm going to tell you a story. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you about Limud HaMusa, the sweetness of Musa. Oh, boy. You know how many people's, this younger man, I mentioned this already. It's all right, Chazorah. This guy comes from a family of, this one's halb suicide, this one, don't ask what the guy went through. He's got him all over the place. Until he met Mandel. And Mandel said, Musa, he's a major, major, he works hard, this guy's a horovitz and everything. I says, and he learns big masbet everything, and he's a goyin and a tzaddik, but he comes home like this, and his wife and his kids, Tati's coming home. Oh, what I do wrong now? And he comes home a bundle of nerves, but home at the Latin. Now somebody told me recently, it doesn't seem like you hold from. Harvey and learning. I certainly do. In fact, for many people, do you know that a black gemara lowers your blood pressure? It's a fact. It is a fact. You know how many working guys said a black gemara is Gan Eden? For many, many, many people out there, just learn gemara. Don't be such a bal musa. Now, I can't say I am not going against musa. That's I'm not going to do, even in a joke. But it. Learning is plenty good. Maybe you need a different derech. You know, I was once learning a certain derech, and I wanted to take over the world with this derech, I promise you. The guy sitting next to me, Mandel, we've been observing you. You're going to crack up any day now. Because I was learning not my type of learning. Because I was trying to make sure you learn what's good for you. Everybody's different. I'm this type, you're that, the key is Kharifas. I like Mayu, you like Kachim. I like to learn Chumash, get lost. I like to learn what I like Halal, I like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Some people need to do that. Reb Shlomo Fabi used to tell people who learn Kitzur, learn Tanakh, learn Chumash. But learn, my nafkamina, what you learn. Everybody needs a different prescription how to learn. Okay, but now if everything's said and done, let's get back to Mushal. This young man, after he met Mandel, an hour a day, shot of a tochen. And as he learns it, he calms down more and more and more and more and more. He comes home. Oh, look what happened to Tati. This is a true story. Look at him to Tati. He's a different person. And he's worried. Torah Matil, I says, gee, do whatever you want. You hold, you got to learn that hour. No, no. But the learning, okay, go learn. I'm not telling you what to do. You know what Rabbi Miller said? You know what the right sheet is? What works. See what happens. Try this, try that. I'll tell you a story. It happened in Matisdorf. This younger man used to learn big masvid. This goes back. Rosh Hashanah Grubenstein told me the story. Most guy, like 20, 30 years ago for sure. They had a title to learn Musa, half hour a day. And he, a father of 11 kids, he was learning Musa for a couple of weeks. They were paying them, half hour Musa paying them. And he wasn't learning Shabbat Tochen. I don't know, it wasn't that for my, you know, he was learning Musa, stop Musa. Lav Dafke, but I don't know what. After, and then finally he says, I can't do this. A father of 11 kids has to help his wife. Got to be a mensch. I'm going home and helping my wife. After a few weeks, his wife told him, please go back and learn Musa. Don't come home to help me. Go back, learn Musa. The guy's learning Torah day and night by Smother Abba. In Matisdorf, this happened. And his wife said, go back and learn Musa. You are so different when you learn Musa. It's worth it. And that's not Dafke Sharabat talking the way I heard the story. Musa does wonders for you. Learn Musa, Rabbi Shai. Anyway, there were two Navardigas, just Nepta. One was Reb Chaim, Reb Grainim, Lezemnik. And Reb Chaim was a Navardiga. You know that. I mean, I came to get a bracha for my Navardiga yeshiva, Dam Yitzhak Shem. Give me a bracha. 85 Navardiga yeshivas, Lili Nishmas, Reb Chaim. I want to get it moving. Buha. Now, I went to his son, and I says, I want to get a bracha to write down bracha for a Navardi yeshiva. Should I tell him Navardi? He says, Zok Navardi, he loves Navardi. His son told me this. That say Navardi, because they hold themselves part of Navardi. He was born in Pinsk. Pinsk is Navardi. His father, the Steiblader, is still there. Chaim is a Navardi. They have a lot. The bit loylem has it all, the extremism in your shemayim zachen. It's a Navardiga shnit that they are, but Navardiga got two types. I'm from the other type, and it's fine to be Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, even though he wasn't from my type, it seems he turned out guns fine. You're allowed mutalach. Everybody has to do what's good for them. But the other person was much more my type. His name was Grainim. Reb Grainim, Lezemnik, Al-Gor, Chashev, Rav, and Plapish. He was Difta day after Reb Chaim, not Pashit. Something's going on in Shemayim. He was 106 years old. Talmud of the Stipler. He was at Reb Chaim's bris. He was 12 years old. He was Reb Chaim Kenevsky's bris. Now I know him. Tzadik, a tired yid. He went, they introduced him to Chachmei Lublin. Go there. So he comes to Chachmei Lublin. He didn't know what hit him. Hot meals, a warm bed with a blanket. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't. They were makar of him. They wanted to make him come to Chachmei Lublin. Chachmei Lublin was Kedush Kedoshim, but the Navardig's taste, no, way too much gashmis. I need a dingy basement, preferably leaking. That'll be perfect. I'm not comfortable. Too much to eat. Oh, too much. No good. He went, it's a true story. He went back to Navarni. That was one threat. Now, here comes another story. The same person. He went to Branovich. Branovich was the top Litvish yeshiva. All the Altamiras, they went to Branovich. And who was the Mashkiach of Branovich? The Altam Navarni's son-in-law, Rabbi Yisrael Yankiv Lubchansky, a Malach Hashem Tzvok, is Baruch HaKadosh. Not Shaykh what he was. They loved him. He was him and Rabbi Chana. They ran Branovich. It was the best yeshiva around. So he comes to Branovich, and he asked Rabbi Yisrael Yankiv one question. Yisrael Yankiv himself was a Navardi. And according to Rabbi and Kreis, all he did all day was learning Musa. Although he knew Kola Teta Kula, but that's what he was. So he asked him, listen, if I come to this yeshiva, will I ever be able to go? The guys from this place end up in the back to Navardi? He said, that never happened. He says, my bazai, I'm going right back home. Because I learn 3 hours Musa a day. And this is not the thing for me. You know, they're just regular learning with Hifal Musa Levi. No. So he left. Branovich. How's that? Reb Grainim, he lived till 106 at Tzadik Ayid. I don't know. Oh, there's stories about him. There's a whole book about him. He went through the war and got some mysis. What? You saw him a week and a half ago. No? He was fresh? He was good. He was buried there. Riding through the Shatara, a week and a half ago, 106. So, Tuna Vardigas, Reb Chaim, Elo, everybody's good. You do what works for you.